Welcome to day three of the Money Magic Marathon. And today we're going to be doing some clearings on issues of how you use money and it's really interesting to look at what we have money for, because it shows us how closely we're following maybe our values and how we feel emotionally we are able to spend. And it's often very, very linked to our family background. If our parents spent a lot of money on certain things, then it's likely that we spend a fair amount of our money or budget on it, unless we've really broken, from those beliefs or are in rebellion against them, which is another whole question. So I'm going to ask you first to look at what you usually have money for. Do you always have money and do you spend a fair amount of your money on food, clothes? And just jot down a few notes if you have pen and paper with you. If you don't worry about it. Just think about it. Do you always seem to have money for classes and education? Do you have money for fun? Pay the rent or the mortgage? Do you have money for savings? And there's probably a number of categories that I've left out, but just think of the other things that you can spend money on. Travel. Gee, I wouldn't want to forget that. Vacations. And here you can see, do you have just money for the very, very basics, or do you have money to do some of the other things that you love to do? And what do you rarely have money for? Like, what do you say, oh, when I have money, I will buy that, or whatever? What do you find yourself saying that around? What dreams have you put off because you haven't got money? So-called haven't got money. Because it is a question of priorities quite often. So those are just some questions to mull around. And I'm going to start by doing what I've been doing every day, which is where I use EFT, but you don't need to do it, and where I'm just tapping into what some of the group issues are around these questions, and I have no idea what it's going to bring up today. So it may even bring up some other issue altogether. So I'm just going to go into it right now. Even though I have money, I have difficulties spending it on what I really value. Even though I have difficulty spending money on what I really value, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have difficulty spending money on some of the things that I really value, I deeply love and accept myself. I wish I had money to spend on clothes. I would like to look pretty, but my mom said it was vain. I never find money on clothes. Well, I do find a bit for the basics, but I don't really find enough. I want money to travel. I don't travel enough now. I'd like to travel more. I'm holding myself back on travel. Why is it I always have such a lot of money to spend on things like education, but not fun? Why don't I spend more money on fun? That would be fun. Why is it I'm just too serious about my money spending? Why is it I'm so tight around certain things? I say I don't have the money, but I do have some money. I do have some discretion on this thing. I do have some control. I do have some freedom. Sometimes it feels like I don't have any freedom about how I spend my money. Sometimes I feel like it's an addiction to spend money on certain things and not others. Sometimes I'm spending too much money on education. Always trying to get better, be better, saying I'm going to be better, and then I'm going to earn more money to do the things I really love. Ah, one more certification, one more thing like this, one more thing like that, more education, no money for the fun, no money for the really fun things. Yeah, I want fun. All right, well, that was interesting. Certainly tapped into a few of my issues. I hope it also for you guys, or you women, as most of you are. So I'm going to actually open up the call and see if there's any comments on what this brought up, whether it resonated with you at all. And we're going to see what's coming, and then we're going to do a clearing with the healing codes. Hello?
Hello.
If anybody wants to just comment for a moment as to whether it was all my stuff, because it certainly, more than any other clearing that I've done so far, touched on a few things.
It was, for me, Katie, this is Denise, it was uncanny, really.
Oh, you're kidding, because I kept saying, Katie, stop being so self-centered.
Oh, no, it was like exactly right on.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Well, that's good, because then we can sort of go further, assuming that there's at least some collective need for it. And Michaela, did any of that correspond with you?
Yes. Yes, it did. But what I found interesting as we were doing it is, because I tapped with you, is
okay.
That I realized that all of these feelings that I have are actually not even appropriate anymore, which is not to say I'm rolling in dough and can do everything I want to do. But, you know, the things that I never spent money on clothes and I never spent money on trips. You know, this year alone, I've probably spent $2,000 on clothes since January. I went to Cuba. I'm going to Bolivia in December. So it's, but I still have this feeling of being squeezed, of being tight, of there not being enough. So it's like I still am living kind of with the hangover of what I live with for forever, because I grew up in a very tight household.
So that's so helpful.
Yeah, so this is very interesting, and I'm really ready to let this go.
Okay, good. And that is so interesting. I love that idea of a hangover from growing up in a tight household. And it's interesting, people, however much money they get, often they hang on to the same patterns. Like I've been noticing, I have a hard time, for example, and this is a necessity, getting money for the dentist. I keep having the money in there and then it disappears. So, you know, you see it sometimes also in putting aside money for something, and then sometimes it disappears even though you have a fair amount of flexibility otherwise. So, or sometimes it's just that you, as you're talking about it, Michaela, do you feel any guilt or just tightness?
I feel a real tightness actually in my heart chakra about it.
Okay. So so please just actually, sorry, there's been a disturbance here. just a minute. I'll just let people go out the door. Yeah, so there's a tightness in your heart chakra, you were saying?
Yeah, that's where I feel it in my body.
Okay, so what I suggest you do is just keep focused on that a little bit as we do the healing codes and just see how the feeling changes. And
yeah.
Let me see here. I'm just looking for something else around this issue. Yeah, so it's interesting. Actually, Michaela, so when you were actually, it's a question about when you were doing the spending. Like when you were spending on the clothes, did you feel that tightness?
You know, I always have anxiety when I spend money over and above the bare necessities.
Okay.
So even though I could do it, and even though it was warranted, you know, for all kinds of reasons,
yeah,
I still have, there's still anxiety that's present.
Great. And you know what? I think we're going to do another EFT tapping around this and around the anxiety and see what comes up, because I certainly know what you're talking about. It's even when you do have the money and you spend it, you can either feel anxiety about spending it, which is unpleasant, because it's like I remember vacations that I've had the money for, I've put the money aside, but I'm still really uptight because I'm spending, you know, spending money, which was my intention. Whereas a lot of times with education, I have very little anxiety about spending it. It's incredible, given all the amount I spend. I should have some. So, yeah. So let's just go into another EFT. I'll put it on lecture mode for a moment and then open up again after. Yes. So let's do the next tapping around anxiety. If we do go outside what our parental norms were or the norms that we have inside ourselves about spending. Even though I have the money often to spend on what I want, this is going somewhere I'm not sure about. Wait a second. Let's go to the even though. Even though I feel anxious and sometimes guilty about spending on clothes and holidays and all those fun things, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm going against parental norms and norms of my own, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I think I should be tight-fisted and a Scrooge, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though sometimes I am a Scrooge, I deeply love and accept myself. I wish I could just enjoy my money. However much I have, I wish I could just enjoy my decisions when I make them. However much I have. I wish all this anxiety could go away. So much tightness around money. What if it just went away? I mean, really, it doesn't serve that much of a function anymore. I know there's something there to protect me and all that. But maybe it could just be a little voice telling me to look carefully at my finances, to make sure that I've got enough for the necessities. And then maybe after that, that little voice could just be relaxed because I've looked after what the basics are. Maybe that little voice could feel secure. Maybe my heart could feel secure that the money is there for the things I love. Maybe there's always money and resources for the things I love. Maybe I haven't tapped into half the abundance that I could have for fun. Maybe it's really important that I dress nicely. Maybe dressing nicely brings me abundance. Maybe holidays brings me abundance. Maybe that tight fist is what is holding on for only certain things is what's getting in the way of my abundance. What if I could have an abundance of joy around spending my money? What if every time I sign a check, whatever it is, I send love? What if every time I go on the internet and send some money that way, I feel love and gratitude for what I'm getting or what I have got? What if I just have fun around money? What if this anxiety in my chest goes away? What if I could just let it all relax? Okay, so I think what I'm going to do now is, instead of going into more questions, I'm just going to go straight into the healing codes and reminding people that the codes, you begin with the forehead, the position where you're directing energy at the forehead, then at the throat, then at the edge of the jaws, and then at the side of the temple. And we cycle through that, and I'll be reminding you by just saying the words. And what we're going to do here is we're going to release all our fear and anxiety around our spending habits. It doesn't really serve us, and it often leads us not even to look at our finances because we don't want to see what we're spending money on. So let's let go of that anxiety and put in its place, I have an abundance of money. I don't know if we can. Let's look at this. Or let's just say, I have the money to do the things I most value. And you can cycle that. You can also focus on, I have money for fun in my life. It's interesting. The last 2 days we've been focusing on fun. Now, I'm going to go do the prayer right now, which is, I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to having fun and having money for fun, having money for what may seem to be the luxuries of life, like travel and clothes and or nice clothes and all those kinds of things. And I'm going to release all the anxiety, the negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to those. And I'm asking that they be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So we're now going to take each of us can take our hands and put them side by side and a couple of inches away from the point between the eyebrows. You're going to be away from the body. You're going to be shining, like the shining the energy on that point in between the eyebrows. And just breathing deeply. Deeply into having money for fun. For having money for the things that you really value. Culture, arts, the environment, whatever it is that you feel is important in your life, as well as the things that really nurture you and give you fun. And you're just letting go of all those old memories, old cellular junk and garbage, which has said you can't spend money on certain things. The old parental things. We don't have enough money for. We don't have enough money for that voice that punishes you again and again. Way past time when your parents are saying it to you anymore. Just let that go and send them love. They were just trying to protect themselves and you. And that voice in you still is trying to protect you. It's just, right now, it's not protecting you. Not serving you totally in the way you need to be served. Okay, now we're focusing the energy of the hands down on the throat, down on the throat area, a couple of inches away from the body, focusing on the Adam's apple. Girls just want to have fun. Isn't that a great song? And it's okay for girls to have fun. We're not, women aren't just put on this planet to work and work and work. And neither are men. Put on this planet just to support their families and just to work their butts off. Okay, going to the hinge of the jaw, one hand on each side, focusing the energy to the hinge of the jaw and the healing center that's there. It's been a hard day's night. Been working too hard. Need to focus on the fun. Need to focus on the fun. Need to focus on the fun, the delight, the joy. Need to let go of all that serious change the world energy and bring in fun, change the world, joy to the world, change the world energy. Bring in joy to the world, change the energy. That's what's needed in this time of darkness and upheaval and anguish. Joy to the world, joy to the world. Okay, going up to the side of the temples. It's okay for me to have fun. It's okay for me to travel. It's good for me to travel. It's good for me to have beautiful clothes. It's good for me to be able to nurture myself. That gives me joy. It's good for me to laugh. Okay, we're now going and centering, we're recycling through the healing centers. We're now going to point the energy on the area between the eyebrows. Bringing in joy, breathing out anguish, breathing out heaviness, breathing out parental edicts. The joy bringers. We are the joy bringers. That's needed in the world. That gives everybody else and ourselves the energy to do what is necessary. In 2012, Okay, down, going down to the throat. The center of expression. Expressing joy. Letting go of all those things that have got rid, that have got in the way of us expressing joy. Of us having fun. Of us thinking that maybe there's something wrong with fun. All right, and then we're going to the hinge of the jaw area again. The place that we often find we clench, hold in the anger. We're letting out any anger, any resentment about the fact that we've not had fun. Okay, and then we're once again going up to the area at the temples and saying, glory, hallelujah, I'm going to have some joy in my life. It's time. It's time. All right. You can gradually come back. That's been quite a trip. I don't usually talk that much during the healing codes, but it just came, so I went with it. We're going to end the call in a moment. I'll just do a couple of, I'll see if anybody wants to say anything, and then we'll end the call and go on to the Get It Done Day. So, would anybody like to say something? I know it leaves you in a pretty, often a pretty deep meditative state. But if anybody would like to chime in something, they're welcome. And if not, I'll just end the call. And people can comment on Facebook.
I just want to say that it's obvious that I need to do yesterday and the day before so that I can meet the bugaboo of fun in my life, because I had a real kind of like moments of resistance when you were talking about fun in that healing code. And I actually needed to, at the time, sort of change it to the idea of expansiveness.
Okay.
Because it's almost like fun is a kind of a dirty word.
Interesting.
Like growth is good, and, you know, deep, serious spiritual moments are good. And yes, laughter is good, but fun is somehow cheap. And I'm gonna actually listen to the calls that you guys did on Thursday and Friday, so that, you know, hopefully I'm in a slightly different space with fun by the end of the day. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's very interesting, because actually yesterday one of the participants posted on Facebook, on our Facebook group, that you might go in around what fun was like in her family, and it was very traumatic. So in actual fact, she doesn't, you know, a lot of the things that came up around that were the reasons why she couldn't have fun, and also some reasons behind her really enjoying abundance. So I think you'd find that interesting to look at that post. So sometimes, yeah, it's fun does not is a dirty word for us. So great. I think looking at it more and seeing what it may take the other calls to release it, and there may be some other stuff there. Seems to be a fairly common issue among us all. So we may even do some other days through it. I was going to get into some of the more serious topics, but it just so-called serious topics like around around clearing for money, and yet it seems that the fun one is really at the basis of a lot of things here. So that's very interesting. So thank you, Michaela, for saying that. And what we're going to do now...
Katie?
Yes?
Okay. I just wanted to share something that came up for me during the healing codes and also a little bit before, and that is this realization that in my family there was a lot of guilt around money and the fun part of it. I remember that I very often growing up got what I wanted. You know, I asked for a bike or whatever. I got what I wanted, but it always came with strings attached, and so that memory's coming back for me. It was yeah, you get this, but, you know, this is the message was that to feel guilty for it.
Right. So also for both, thank you. And, yeah, that guilt about spending. Wonderful. So something that people might do as well is it might help you to do additional healing codes during the day. It can take you just a couple of minutes, and do it to release some of those feelings of guilt and around fun. And what I've done is give you tools also that you can use on your own. So we'll be doing the clearing and also in some cases some private sessions. And yet at the same time, these tools you can use, once you've discovered the beliefs that are getting in your way, you can use these tools on your own to clear them too. So, right. So I'm going to end the call for today, and then if people keep on the line, because we're going to be talking about the Get It Done Day for a few minutes. And yes, thank you very much. And all of you, I hope you manage to have a little bit of fun in the day. Just find one activity that gives you pleasure. And find the time to do it, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. In fact, it can be, as we discussed yesterday, completely free. So